For our scripture reading, we continue in the Gospel of Mark, chapter 6 today, beginning at verse 45, and we'll read to the end of the chapter at verse 56. If you're using the Pew Bibles, you'll see this on page 1071. They're under the pew in front of you. Well, this passage continues in the record of the Lord Jesus. It's yet another miracle account. And here we have Jesus sending the disciples into the boat, onto the waters, and then he departs from them. And he goes on high, we are told, on a mountain where he's praying. Now, throughout the church history, this has been seen as an apt illustration, as it were, of the state of the church and of Christians in the world today. You're in a turbulent environment. You're on a boat, and things are going tough. In fact, they're not making much headway. I wonder if you feel that way a lot. You're rowing, and you don't seem to be getting closer. Maybe that's true in your personal life. Needed changes in your life. Maybe it's true in terms of work you're trying to accomplish. Well, the good news is that Jesus, though he sent them and did not go with them, that does not mean he forsook them, because he went up on a mountain and was praying. And you do know that the Lord Jesus, though he's departed from this world, he has not absented himself from the scene of operations. He has gone on high to the seat of authority and power. And if you will look at verse 47, we see, verse 48, he saw that they were making headway painfully. So Jesus was doing two things, not only one. He was praying and he was watching them. And even now, the Bible says that he is interceding for us, and he is watching us. And then in the time of need, he comes to them. Not immediately. He lets them get a little experience. He wants us to develop character and spiritual strength, too. It's in the fourth watch. But he comes to them on the water, and he brings them courage, and he brings peace and power to their situation. The boat lands, they cross over the shore, people see it's Jesus, they are aware of his miracles, and they come, and he heals them. That's how the passage ends. I think one of the most interesting points to notice, if you look at verse 52, they did not understand about the loaves, but their hearts were hardened. See, we would tend to say, that's what we need today, is miracles, and you know, things that are impressive, glorious things that meet people's felt needs and the goods and services that we can offer and persuade them. They just had the feeding of the 5,000. Now they have Jesus walking on water, displaying the deity of the Creator who commands the elements, and they don't get it. Why is that? Well, in our study today from the book of Genesis, we're going to see the essential role of the Spirit of God in all of the work of God. And the problem is they were heartened. The problem with the world today is that we're spiritually dead until the Holy Spirit comes and gives us life. How does he do that? He does so through the word of Jesus. Well, let's turn to that word and give ear to the reading of God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving word, beginning at verse 45. Immediately he made his disciples get into the boat and go before him to the other side, to Bethsaida, while he dismissed the crowd. And after he had taken leave of them, he went up on the mountain to pray. And when evening came, the boat was out on the sea, and he was alone on the land. And he saw that they were making headway painfully, for the wind was against them. And about the fourth watch of the night, he came to them, walking on the sea. He meant to pass them by, but when they saw him walking on the sea, they thought it was a ghost, and cried out, for they all saw him and were terrified. But immediately he spoke to them and said, "Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid." And he got into the boat with them, and the wind ceased. And they were utterly astonished, for they did not understand about the loaves, but their hearts were hardened. When they had crossed over, they came to land at Gennesaret and moored to the shore. And when they got out of the boat, the people immediately recognized him and ran about the whole region and began to bring the sick people on their beds to wherever they heard he was. And wherever he came, in villages, cities, or countryside, they laid the sick in the marketplaces and implored him that they might touch even the fringe of his garment. And as many as touched it were made well. The grass withers, the flowers fall, and the word of our God abides forever and ever. Amen.